أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان للأوابين غفورا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 24 and 25 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the last ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about being kind to parents. If you find them, one of them or both of them in old age, then do not say to them, oof. In other words, no expression of displeasure whatsoever. Do not rebuke them and speak to them in a kind manner. And this ayah continues from there. And Allah says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الظُّلْ And lower for them the wings of humility, مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ That is, because of rahmah, because of mercy. Parents are parents, whether they're young, whether they're old, one should always be humble towards them. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks more especially when they are in old age, then obviously they are in illness, they are in sicknesses, there are different conditions that overcome them, weakness, they are feeble, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying now to the children that the older they are getting, the more humble you should become in front of them. You should be serving them, you should be kind to them. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, once a person walked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and around him there were some sahaba. These sahaba noticed the person that he had withered away, in other words, he had become thin, he was losing body weight. And one person amongst them commented that how nice it would have been, how appropriate it would have been if this person should have done what he has done, withered himself away in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. In other words, he would have gone out in jihad and he would have then withered himself away in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, no. If this man withered himself away in exerting himself to serve his parents, then also he is in the path of Allah. And if he exerted himself and he worked for his young children, then also he is regarded as one in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And then if he had worked for himself, exerted himself, withered himself away for his own self, so that he will become independent from the hands of people, in other words, not asking people, then also that person is in the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows that there should be on the one hand humility, there should be always rahmah, there should be always compassion for parents. وَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us one dua. A child is a child, a son is a son, a daughter is a daughter, parents are parents. The son, the child, the daughter had worked in the interest of the parents. They had done whatever was possible. But then there's never that feeling of satisfaction in the heart that I have done everything. So now Allah Ta'ala is showing us that now hand over the matters to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That you have done what you could do, now leave the rest to Allah and ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, make this dua, Rabbirhamhuma, O my Rabb, have mercy upon the two of them, that is both the parents, kama rabbayani saghira, like how they nurtured me, like how they had brought me up when I was a little child. There needs no explanation. A child is born, we know what parents do for that child. We know what sleep they will forego. We know what comforts they will forego. We know what sacrifices they would make to bring a little child up. that needs not be explained. But here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying now that whatever the stage of the parents be, whatever the condition of the parents be, it becomes incumbent for the child to make dua for that parent. Some ulama have stated that at least after every salah, that is the least a person can do, is to make dua for the parents, and that is some way of repaying. However, we find in Adabul Mufrad, Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah has quoted the riwayat of Abu Murra. Abu Murra was the freed slave of Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. He says, in Medina Munawwara, I accompanied Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu to his abode, to his house in Al-Aqiq. And then, as Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu approaches the house from outside, he says, As-salamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh ya ummata. O my mother, salam and Allah's rahmah and Allah ta'ala's barakah be upon you. And then he says, Rahimakumillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you, kama rabbaytini saghira, like how you had nurtured and brought me up when I was small. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu shows us that not only should this dua be made in seclusion, this dua should be made when we are alone, but he is to make this dua to his mother, for his mother, in front of his mother. So we will say he used to give his mother these duas. Her response was, Jazakallah, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you, and radiyallahu anka, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala be pleased with you, kama barartani kabira, like how you are kind to me when I am old. So that is a relationship between a mother and a child, and this dua should always, one should not stop in these words, one should not confine it to these words, one should not do it only after a salah or two, but all the time in that heart, that dua should come out for one's parents. Thereafter, Allah Ta'ala says, Rabbukum a'lamu bima fi nufusikum. Your Rabb, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, knows well what is within your hearts. Allah Ta'ala knows. You serving them for ulterior motives, for material motives, that also Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge of. You doing it sincerely for the sake of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that also Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full knowledge of. In takunu salihin, Allah Ta'ala says, however, if you are virtuous, virtuous will mean both inwardly, from your heart you are sincere, outwardly, your whatever you're doing it with ikhlas and sincerity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving for that person who turns towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we turn towards Allah, the more Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will be forgiving. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a glimpse about an aspect that we need to be very meticulous about, and that is respect, kindness, being good to our parents. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.